It's time to talk about time. As time goes by, we find out more about it. There has been hints time does not pass at the same speed for everyone. When you are a child and think to yourself it will take forever to grow up, it seems like it takes a long time to do that. When you are old, time flies for many of us. What is the reason behind this phenomenon? It is said the reason for this has to do with our memories. Scientists think the early years go by slower because many things are happening to us for the first time, but there are other theories and another states our biological clock gets altered with age. Supposedly our metabolism and heartbeat slow down. Is there some reason related to time which might cause one person to age differently than another, or is all of this based on biology? Could each of us be in our very own time well and are being influenced differently by this time? How many of us knew people who seemed to age completely different than most? I knew a man who, when he reached his 50s, still looked like he was 20, which was most unusual, and yet his life expectancy was average. Does this mean time could be different on the human exterior than on the human interior in some cases? We know women on average live longer than men. Is this biological, or does time affect them differently? There are a lot of questions about time which are now coming to the forefront. We used to believe without question time traveled in a straight line. We no longer believe this is always the case. When we address our memories, are we just recalling events in past time, or is there some mechanism where our brains reach back in time to give us the information? It seems science is adopting the fact time could be non-linear. This, if true, would mean we might be able to travel anywhere in time and possibly return to where we started if we have the right equipment. There is even a belief we might be able to do this using brain power someday. Time travel is actually an old idea and appears in ancient Hindu texts. There are also those who believe the United States government has developed time travel. It is well known they have been working on it for decades, as did the Germans before us. But there is no proof we have ever developed it, yet many stories exist of the government using it. Take for example the story teenage children are drafted to serve on a space defense force for 20 years, and when their term of service is finished, they are sent back in time to where they were originally and into the younger body. Some have testified to this, claiming they were returned from a military tour on Mars. Much of this stuff sounds so outlandish you can't help but laugh, and yet if any of it turns out to be true, that would be incredible. There is a possibility our efforts in developing time travel were helped by finding wrecked UFOs which had time travel capability. When we look at past UFO events, the event at the American base at Rendlesham Forest in the 1980s involved a UFO which was touched by an airman which he said told him it was from the future. No one can explain how he was able to record pages of binary code which we translated, which did indeed indicate the UFO was from the future and was sent into Earth's past. There is a time anomaly which some people say has happened to them, and it occurs when people live the same moment in time over again. Some believe déjà vu is involved with a time loop. Could it be we have lived the same moments over without realizing it because our brains can't accept the fact and are left with the déjà vu feeling? There have been people who believe they were trapped in a time loop, and one man said it has been going on for 8 years. Apparently, he wasn't in the loop when he said that. One of the first pieces of evidence to explore would be if his body aged. Doctors said even though they could not find anything wrong with him, his condition could have been caused by anxiety. In other words, they didn't really know. Time might not come from our brains at all. Recently, scientists have started to believe our consciousness may come from some other place than the brain. Our consciousness may be the arbiter of time. It might even be that time is slightly different for each of us, but in such a small way we don't even notice. When we finally travel into space, we are going to notice Einstein's theories on the relationship between time and speed. He said the faster you go, the more time slows down. If this truly happens and we can travel at light speed or faster someday, It would mean the travelers would have to say goodbye to their relatives and friends on Earth for the last time if they are going to travel long distances to other planets, because they won't age very fast, and yet those on Earth will age and die in the usual manner. This is one fact which might stop some people from becoming astronauts. Quantum physics has really shown us some very strange events which have to do with time. We are conditioned to think if we do something, we get one result. We thought if we shot a beam of light at a particular target, we would only hit the target. Quantum physics has shown us on the tiniest scale it would depend if we watched the experiment or not. Watching the experiment produced one result, but if we didn't watch the experiment it would produce another. Some results could send that beam of light through both slots at the same time. Is this some weird result of time manipulation? Is there an entirely different set of rules for time on the quantum scale? We hear space is the final frontier, but is it really? Maybe there are more than one frontiers we need to conquer. Maybe space is just one of several puzzling things we just don't quite understand yet. Maybe we also need to conquer time. Conquering time might even be more important than conquering space. If we could conquer time, just think of all the different things we could do.